So before we actually start doing this,
this is
like a thing. By the way, because you're talking to the kids in the background, and apparently somebody's asking about carrying tampons or Tampax ibuprofen. What the hell is going on?
There's a reason for this, because my 16-year-old son was putting a bunch of pills in a bag, and you sit there worry about that. You're like, what are you putting up a speed or whatever? No, it's just ibuprofen. And I said, what are you going to be like the hero to all the girls at school when they have their periods? And he's like, well, I saw somebody was asking about it. And I go, oh, she's probably on her period. But then I said, you really want to be the hero, you should start carrying around tampons.
Right.
Because one of my other sons, who's now he's graduated, he's a man of the world, but he used to carry around tampons. And I mean, he'd pull them out. I mean, it wasn't like doing like 3 Carn Barney on the street or anything like that. But if a girl was like crampy or whatever, he'd be like, yeah. But you've seen women be like, hey, do you have any? And they don't even have to finish the statement. They just have to go to their friend, their girlfriend, and be like, hey, do you have any ... And then they pull it out like it's a nunchuck or something.
Because it's a sisterhood. They know.
Yeah.
Because we guys, we don't have anything like that. The closest thing we have is preparedness, like Boy Scouts, which I was only a Boy Scout for a week. It's another story.
Okay. Altogether. Did you get kicked out?
No.
Too many tampons with this guy.
You know, this is a real We don't want to go that. Pat, here's what happened. I didn't. We met on Mondays. And then I realized this is back in the days of Howard Cosell, maybe a little while. Yeah.
Wait, you quit Boy Scout for Monday Night Football?
And I was at the meeting, and I already hung out with all these kids. I already did some of the stuff, like you go to the lake and go swim and hang out and do cool kid stuff. So I was already hanging out with the kids. They gave me their free, like, introductory, like, here's your first patch and your second patch just for showing up to the Boy Scouts. And then, like, a week later, I'm like, well, damn, I think the Reds were on Monday Night Baseball or the Bengals were on Monday Night Football. I forget which season was what. And I rode my bike to the meeting, and I said, I can't do this on Mondays. It's not good for me. I gave them their patches back, and that was it.
Whoa,
I was done.
You even gave the patches back. You are a stand-up fella.
Well, I mean, you get patches for showing up. It's not like earning
you
anything.
Showed
you
showed up. You showed up. You should keep the patch. You earned those patches.
No, that's like getting trophies for participation. Oh. There's no rhyme or reason for that. Just because you show up, you don't get anything. You win, you get something. Oh. I mean, if you save an old lady, help her across the street, whatever
well,
it
wait,
is.
There's
as
a huge
Boy Scout.
Difference between saving an old lady from like a wolf attack and helping an old lady across the street. One is way more heroic.
Well, I don't know.
Tampons or not. Although old women don't need tampons anymore.
Well, but if grandma's playing Frogger in real life, getting her out of the way of moving cars is just like saving her from a wolf. In fact, I'd say statistically, more older women are thumped by cars than are eaten by wolves.
That's probably true. Although I would like to do a one-on-one comparison. You take a grandmother, throw her into the street. I'll take a grandmother, I'll throw her into the wolf pen at the Columbus Zoo. We'll see who lives.
First of all, I like going to the Cincinnati Zoo, the Columbus Zoo, any zoo. I've been to the San Diego Zoo. Mm-hmm. I want to go to the L.A. Zoo, which I always saw in the beginning of the Three's Company. I was like, man, I got to get there, but I've never gotten there.
Are you going to stand there on one leg like Chrissy when I'm a flamingo?
I wanted to stand there like with Chrissy, but that's a whole other story. So, but
okay.
I don't even know the point of all this.
Tampons!
But when you go to the zoo, before we get back to the tampon,
okay,
what you really want to do is go to where the monkeys or the chimps are. Usually, it's not the chimps, it's like the other monkeys. And they're always in an area, they're sort of cordoned off
like
doing
monkey Island,
things.
Yeah.
And the people that are novice, they never go to the zoo that much, or they're so caught up in the day, they don't know what the hell's going on. Get your Dippin' Dots, get your ice cream, get your, you know, maybe you need a scotch and water, whatever the hell you get at your
Wait,
zoo.
Wait, they sell that at the zoo?
Maybe you bring it with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need it just to get through the
I'll
day.
I'll just get some water at the concession stand. I got my own scotch. Thank you very much.
Well, you sit back just far enough away to observe the novice, the newbies, the people who don't know, and you watch the monkeys fling their crap at people, and then you enjoy that interaction because it takes them a while to realize what the hell is going on, and then you go, perfect, my day is made.
Okay.
That's why you get the season pass. That's why you join.
Most awkward moment I've ever had at a zoo.
Yeah.
I was probably about 10.
Okay.
I was at, must have been the Cleveland Zoo, because I was up in Cleveland, because that's where my grandparents live. And my grandmother and her twin sister, my aunt, great aunt, and
how weird does that get, by the way? Did you ever get them confused?
When they were younger, but like my what's weird is they're identical. They were, well, they're both passed now, but they were identical twins, but my great aunt had rheumatoid arthritis and my my grandmother didn't. But I mean, you look at pictures of them when they're like 20, 25, you could barely tell. There was like a slight difference in the shape of their noses. But I mean, aside from that, they were identical, but then they got older and the rheumatoid arthritis took its hold. And so Aunt May she clearly physically started to look a little different, but that's because of the arthritis. Although so many crazy things with this. And when my Aunt May died, we got her answering machine. Cause you know, when somebody dies in your family, you know, after the funeral, then you sort of raid all their shit. That happens.
You mean
right?
The stuff that's not willed, you're just pilfering.
Well, but at that
point,
right? who's willing a friggin' answering machine? They write down and say, I want to give my stocks and bonds or savings or whatever to these people. They don't give a shit about the answer. Who gets a rocking chair? I don't know. Whoever wants a goddamn rocking chair. So I ended
that's
up.
That's fair. That's true.
We needed an answering machine. My wife and I just had gotten married. We needed an answering machine. This is back when it was on tape. Like a
little baby micro cassette.
Yeah, right? And I start playing it, and it was one of those old
messages.
Old machines.
That shakes you. You don't want to let go of that because they're always with you. But it's not like voicemail now where it gets too full and then you're out a lot.
Well, but what ended up happening is it was my great aunt had picked up the phone. It was my grandmother calling her. So you know, twins talking to each other. And somehow the answering machine didn't turn off. So it recorded all of this conversation and they start talking about, oh, how are you? And I'm like, oh, this is so sweet. And they start talking about a doctor's visit and that. And then it devolves into them talking about their bowel movements because with doctors, especially with old people, it's all about shit. It is nothing. And so it's just this 10-minute conversation of their shit. And I'm like, I'm touched and emotionally fragile at this time, but it's also a conversation about their bowel movements.
And by the way, now you can just take swab some of your crap and put it in the mail. So if you didn't think it was already hard enough
for what?
Thankless as a postal worker, I'd say mailman, but you can't say that crap now. So they got to carry the crap around, which is also troubling.
Stop. Hold on a second. Now we've diverted again. Why are you putting shit in the mail?
Because they do that now to check for like colorectal cancer or whatever
else. The way
you've seen the ads.
I know that, but the way you said it, you said you're just gonna put that in the mail, and I'm like, well, no wonder.
No,
the
you
postal
don't mail
service.
It. I mean, maybe there are probably some psychos.
Are you just
out
randomly doing
just grab
smears?
Some crap, put it in a box in a bag and mail it, but that I don't know who those are. They should be.
I mean, I know people were like sending anthrax in the early 2000s.
Dude, you shouldn't even say that. Just saying that now on the Chubby and Stick podcast.
That's a news. That was a news thing.
You understand that they'll be investigating. They're going to show up now. Just you saying anthrax in the mail.
You're the one who's
that.
Talking
don't
about sending feces to all your friends. Fun with feces, Reese's feces,
no,
all that kind
no,
of stuff.
No, that is for medical purposes. All I'm saying is from having it on the micro cassette and your dead grand aunt or the grandmother, which whoever who died.
The great aunt. Well, they're both dead now, but the great aunt died first.
Okay, so you're listening to this cassette of this conversation about them and their movements, if you will. Yeah. I don't want to say shit. I just feel dirty and wrong saying that. I had to bring
hey,
up
that's
the
my
fact
grandmother
that
you're talking about,
now.
Man.
In 21st century world that we live in, you send it in the mail.
Yeah,
I don't know how accurate this test is. I'm not selling it. I'm not hawking it. I'm not getting any money out of this. I'm just saying it's there. Now, here's the thing. Let's take it all the way back to the beginning, okay. Though I know you're not done talking about this. At least they weren't talking about their pads, tampons or tampons
Christ.
Or whatever it is.
They were like in their 60s.
That's where we started.
That was long gone by that time. But no, I mean, you had talked about, because we were talking about this before we even started talking on the air here. You were asking, you were saying, well, what about tampons for inside versus outside? I'm like, no, tampons all go inside.
Well, but I thought, it's like Kleenex compared to like tissues. It's like a brand thing that's so big, though. I prefer Puffs. Hello, Procter & Gamble.
Okay.
But not that we're getting any money for this. But I mean, when somebody says like Coke, it could be in it. Like when I lived in the South, right? I lived outside of Knoxville, Tennessee for a little while. Yeah. And that's where they say Knoxville. Don't say Knoxville. They know you're not from there.
It's like Lancaster or Louisville.
Correct. Or Lancaster.
It's Lancaster.
In that kind of scenario.
Lancaster, you emphasis on Lang for Lancaster if you're from Lancaster.
Yeah.
But if you're not from Lancaster, it's Lancaster.
So they go, what type of Coke do you want? I was like, no, I want a Dr. Pepper.
Coke.
Yeah, that's the kind of Coke you want. I was like, no, Coca-Cola's Coca-Cola. And then they'll go, what kind of Coke do you want? Well, we have Pepsi products.
And they bring you a tampon.
And then you're really thrown. Then you want to see if you can soak up the whole glass or
it
or
would
because
you know what my grandfather once he like had a tooth was extracted or something and he couldn't And like the you know, you get like a, you know, you get a scab that evolves, but on the, in the mouth, it's very fragile because there's, it's fluid there and it's liquid and you got saliva and it burst. And so he's looking around the house for something. And the only thing he had was, this is my same grandmother. The only thing she, he had was an old maxi pad of hers, and he put it in. He's like, hey, this worked really well. It's like, yeah, it's designed to absorb blood.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, and this goes back to another podcast that you have to check out. I think it was Oops or Accidents or Bad Luck. I don't know, something
probably
bad.
Where nearly, like,
when I nearly lost a toe, we talked about super glue. Yeah. Again, a brand, not necessarily a product.
Don't put super glue in your mouth or vagina. That's just probably don't.
All bad. Yeah, all bad. Yeah, yeah. But the reason it sticks to your fingers or skin so well, yeah. And you certainly don't want it in your sensitive regions.
It'll seal that thing up. And then could you imagine what that would be like? That's like Joseph Mengele science experiment at that point.
It's a human centipede kind of ugly.
No, because human centipede's open and it flows. That's the point of it.
From person to person to person. By the way, why and how the hell did that movie get made? Who gave them the thumbs up, the green light? You know what I mean? We got pitches that are nowhere nearly as sick and perverse. And then they made sequels.
There's worse. No, trust me. I've seen all three Human Centipede movies, and there are worse films out there. Like, in terms of offensive, horrible, no good, very bad things that are happening on screen.
Let's get back to your boys again.
Yes.
There are certain things you say chubby. You don't want to say that the family's chubby. That gets uncomfortable. Then they're mad at me.
You can say Miss, like my wife. You can say Mrs. Chubby. You don't say the chubby wife, because that'll get you shanked.
Yeah.
And there won't be a tampon there to absorb any blood from that.
And I would never say the chubby wife. I would say Mrs.
I think
Chubby.
You said that once.
Or I'd say your better half. So anyway, so you're whoever the hell's talking about carrying ibuprofen in a female hygiene products around. Years from now, when he's on his own, or maybe like next week, I don't know, because I can't remember which kid we're talking about. I don't know about having extra like female hygiene products around necessarily at the house, unless you already have a steady girlfriend or something, or leftovers already.
This is a totally different generation. It's like, it's a good thing to have. When I was a kid, you guys didn't even know what to do with that shit. They would walk it. Those were the aisles you would avoid. In the store, you'd just be like, that is sort of like a neutral zone that doesn't work. It's like there's a computer chip in our brain that blocks that out. It doesn't even exist. It's like the adult diapers part. You just don't go there.
Growing up as an only latchkey child, yeah, kind of single parent home scenario.
Sure.
Before I worked at the grocery store, and I'll give you two on this. The first one is when your mom sends you to the store to go get her stuff.
Well, yeah, there's that.
So you got to go, you got to ride your bike down there. Then you got to find your way through the aisle looking at the note to try to figure out what you're getting. And you know, if it's the wrong thing, you're going to hear about it. It's like buying the wrong kind of cigarettes for mom when you've gotten the note back in the day. Because today she'd go to like jail or something. Mom sends you to the store to buy your cigarettes.
That, yeah.
So you go to the store and then you got to buy the pads. Then you want to ask for help. And then I turned into the guy working at the grocery back when you had to have like actual prices on the product. You go, I got a price check on aisle 7.
Can I find out how much this kid wants some maxi pads with wings or without wings? What's the price difference on those?
Yes. And then the kid shrinks to like miserable. You're like, oh, I got to leave. I'll go to another store. I know it's across town, whatever it is, 26 miles away. Why can't you just like now just dial it up on your phone and have it delivered before you hit send to say, okay, take it and buy it? Because now they know what you're going to buy before you know you need
Tampon
it.
Tampon boy is in aisle 6. He needs some maxi pads and a tampon. He looks like he's breathing profusely. Price check, please.
Like the super glue to sew you up, which is a battlefield kind of scenario, yeah, not just when you're in Mexico scuba diving and gash your toe,
yeah,
is this. They use similar products, and I think part of that development, if I'm not mistaken, a historical like expert, whatever, from somewhere will probably yell at us, but I think really a lot of that technology came from battlefield stuff. As far as absorbency and
stuff. An absorbency, like it's diapers and feminine products that are hyper absorbent. And that's actually the thing with women is that that's the danger of a tampon. I know I'm getting a little bit scientific and gross here, but.
A couple of guys talking about.
I know, because we don't know
the
shit.
Stuff about it. Just wait to the email now. We either leave all the women will leave us, or we're going to get all kinds of hate, because here we are talking about their
we
stuff.
We don't know shit about this. We've never stuck any of the things in any orifice.
I know when you
stupid.
Buy the wrong kind, there's hell to pay.
Well, but the thing is, there's like a billion different choices. I mean,
that's
if
right.
You ever,
it's like the cereal.
Yeah, it's like cereal. It's like anything. It's like, you know, if you want to go buy deodorant or toothpaste, give me toothpaste. Well, what toothpaste? The one that's the cheapest on the bottom shelf. You sit there and go, like, do you want maxi pads or do you want tampons? And do you want wings or do you not want wings? Do you want super absorbent, maximum absorbent? Do you want to be known as maximum absorbent Carrie, who's going into store because, oh, my flow is so heavy. I got about 6 or 7 gallons pouring out of me every week. I mean, is that the person you want to be known as? Or, and then you're the guy and you're going in there and you do, because guys are stupid. But guys are also full of testosterone. So they come in there and they say, bigger's better. So you're going to sit there and be like, can you get me the little diamond pearl ones that are like the size of, you know, a marble? And you're like, yes. And you come back with the maxi pad super absorbency that wraps around your crotch and around your waist and puts
front
something
to back,
on your
just
head.
In case you get a little anal leakage.
Yeah, just everything. That's what we go for.
Well, let me just say this to go back to it, because this is what is good knowledge and experience as a man of the world out and about. Not as I'm not a male whore, but I will tell you this.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. You're a tremendous whore.
I do whatever I can do. No, that sounded bad too. I have friends. I have women friends. Okay. Let's just say over my life, I've had women that are friends, and you know, they come over, stay, whatever.
Up until this point, at least.
Not now so much. Yeah, they'll be hating me. And not when you're committed. That unless the woman wants it, then whatever she wants, she gets.
Hey, look, if she's into it, you know, let your freak fly.
That's exactly right, because she's boss. That's the other thing you got to teach the young chubby boys or sons of chubby.
Start talking about chubby boys. That makes it sound like it's a website that you started under a Jeffrey.
We
Epstein
need to buy that domain. We could probably get paid. Somebody will buy it eventually. But it's always out there somewhere, everywhere, and nowhere. But here's the thing. Here you mentioned toothpaste. What is good to have when a woman does decide to stay, and this is what every young man should know, buy some extra toothbrushes because, you know, it's good to have.
Yeah. Not tampons because they're generally not over there.
No, I think because that's creepy and weird, and that I think they'd be uncomfortable, you know, depending on why you have that. But the extra toothbrush, they'd appreciate. My experience. I'm here to help.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.